Hi, Suzanne.
Hey.
Sorry, it's a little noisy over here. So just keep muted for the moment.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. You.
I was just a bit jealous about the nice farewell for you as a PC member. In community council, we were hardly
Good
mentioned.
morning or good evening.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Yeah, that was really nice, I think, what
Very, very
got
nice.
to just to take that time because I think we just don't always keep that human element connection.
Exactly. For us, as so long being in the community, this was remarkable. I really liked it. We were just both in PC, so.
Yeah, I'll let Caitlin
How was the meeting?
It was
Yeah, very
good.
good. Yeah,
Oh,
Tristan
great.
got it.
Great to hear that.
Sorry, I've got like a lot of lawnmower noise, so.
Ah, that's the sound of the. Okay. No, not a problem.
Yeah, the weather is nice, and so I'm glad I'm working from home with the windows open, but they need to get these gas-powered motors banned, I swear. They're just way too loud.
Yeah, I turn the loudspeaker a bit louder than I can hear you. Okay, I am not sure if we will become more people today, but at least we are here. And Susanna stepped in as a note taker, and here we are with our meeting notes. Ah, Boaz is joining, that's nice. And
Joe is out of office.
yeah, he's a
That's a
little
call, yeah.
sick, and he let me know, and I think
Great.
Mike is not back already,
Right.
so it's us. And I stepped in as voluntary moderator for this meeting. Maybe we can already name a moderator for next one.
When is next one?
Oh,
Next Thursday.
if we agree upon it's next Thursday.
I could try.
Good, very good. And note taking?
Today or next meeting? Next.
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 Kristen,
Ah,
a lot.
Susanna, thanks for note taking today.
Okay, so we have done our homework, housekeeping already. So, our first agenda item for today, I brought in because I looked at the Wolfcon agenda and we do have a members meeting. And I made the decision to ask for a move to an earlier time slot for the European participants, and I'm asking for forgiveness now afterwards from you. It was a bit tight in the timeline to give a feedback.
You're forgiven.
I learned from Mike Gorell, don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness when you can't change it. So we are at now at Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. It's a.m., not p.m.
It's not 7:30. That would have been not nice of you.
Pardon?
If it was 7:30, I wouldn't be that happy.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but maybe then no one from America would show up
that
because
I could have gone to the other thing I would like to see, but yeah.
Ah, okay. So now you are in a conflict. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. Maybe I can send someone else to the user. What is it? User preferences, design guidance.
Oh, I'm sure hopefully it's streamed, then we can find, of course, someone. So, but besides that, we have a nice slot and that we are now down to 50 minutes, which is maybe easier to fill, we need to plan for the meeting. And I personally was a bit surprised to read for your members' meeting with the community council. Did we discuss that? I have no remembrance, to be very honest.
Nope.
Nope.
But sounds great.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes. I mean, every member in the community council is a member, needs to be a member. So I don't know why this was added. So, but nevertheless, and I think a meeting between representatives of Folio organizational members and the community council. No, that wasn't the intention, right? It's about
No.
the members finding themselves. So my proposal would be we can change that. We can plan that, and of course, we need a proper agenda. We need people to moderate this meeting. My first question would be, is someone from this group in Kansas? So it can be moderated on site, which is maybe a bit nicer than just virtually. Was are you there?
I'm there. I can do it.
Wonderful. So
I can help you, boss.
that's great.
Me too.
Let's all do that together.
Okay, then you are in charge of this. So please go ahead and plan this meeting.
That's not what I
No,
said.
that's not what we were saying.
Okay.
Okay,
Should
yeah.
we reach out to EBSCO maybe for some input from their side?
Yes, I mean, EBSCO is an official member as well.
And a big
A very big number.
big member. And I think it would be great to have someone from EBSCO speaking there.
Okay, and what do
What are you thinking of? Like what about? What they're speaking about?
Yeah, that's a good question. For me, it's like what Christian also said on Monday, Community Council, EBSCO is not as present as last year in the community. And I think it would be important or helpful to see that EBSCO is also there on the member side and is interested. And maybe they could talk about what's going on with EBSCO, Folio, and so wrong. But I don't have any idea now.
So
But
are
Boas, you
you
have some ideas what could be interesting? We don't have any topic at this point for this meeting.
I don't know. I think like if I was EBSCO, which I'm not at all, but I would be going because you're a member and Folio is totally important for your sustainability. So they will be there. And I think they probably want to know from all of us what we are thinking, because that's like part of the marketing strategy to know their members and know what the members are all about. Because so while we like, I think it's going to be good to figure out how we definitely include EBSCO in, the planning or making sure that they're going to be there. Sounds to me, or like if I was a vendor, I want to feel the members. So,
Yeah, for me too.
like, so I think instead of like, like I don't know, like maybe we can come up with like something that relates to like the membership, like one of those foundational questions. Maybe some of the things that people were commenting about in the rooms, you know, like we wanted to keep notes of kind of foundational like questions that people have. I don't know where we collected all those minutes, but you know, maybe there are some themes there that we can bring to a table to have a longer discussion about in the group. What do you think?
What I can offer is that for next week I can look up the old, I have access to the old PowerPoint and notes,
Okay.
because when I'm remembering correctly, we started this face-to-face meetings in London with some direct questions. What are you expecting from a members meeting? And we had some feedback.
Okay.
So we can, I should have prepared that for today. Sorry, I'm just thinking maybe Susanne, you can make a note for me.
We all could have.
And
Yeah, but it's a very good input.
to look up the old material. In regard to EBSCO, what I would like to prevent is giving EBSCO again the main stage. What I would love to hear from them is their idea about their own integration in the community, especially or in regard to their membership responsibility, because they are not in the councils any longer. So, but I wouldn't put them first, if you understand what I mean. I would love to see the members being active
Me too.
before we are giving the stage maybe to a statement, maybe, and if we ask EBSCO, we should ask the other vendors who are active in the community as well.
Right.
We don't have a lot. So some kind of what is their vision of developing a healthy membership? And we really should
Yeah.
stick to this term of membership, because this is the members meeting. It's not the community meeting. It's a members meeting. And we have certain expectations that members are more active, taking more responsibility, paying money, hopefully paying more money in the future to maintain the code, and what kind of ideas we can maybe collect there while we are struggling to find some support models for the future. It's good to hear not just the handful of people sitting in the councils, but paying every year a fee for being a member. Why do they do that? And yeah, I don't know who was first, Kristin or Paul.
Kristen.
Yeah, Kristin, please.
I don't know if I was first or not, but anyway, I'm in my head starting to hear a panel coming together. And you know, we can have an opportunity to think about why an institution is a member, but it would be really interesting to hear from EBSCO index data. Like maybe it could be like GBV as a hosting provider. Like, what do you want members to do? As somebody who hosts for other people, or in EBSCO's case, does a lot of development work, like I could see EBSCO being part of this broader conversation around membership. And we got some interesting perspectives at our virtual members meeting about from new members and why they were joining Folio and what excited them. And we got information from institutions kind of about like what they wanted out of membership. But it would be really, I think, interesting to look at some of the non-institutions. And I don't know, Kirsten, if the German can, like, if you quite count as that, you know, I mean, but you're sort of in this liminal space between, in a sense, but you know, places that aren't the direct implementers but are supporting others' implementation, maybe because it's, you know, service, because it's a service being provided in some way anyway.
Yeah, I think that could be interesting. And Paul, please.
I was inspired by Boas' speech about what could apps could do, and maybe we should like invite all vendors or service providers to have some kind of input for the members meeting, so that we
Be a good idea.
ask all and maybe we get something back and maybe not. So it's open for them to decide how to participate. And yeah, because maybe that's what's going on your side. This
It
meeting,
looks
maybe.
great. Looks great. Yeah.
And what about, so if we do this in advance and asking, I mean, what we need first is a list about how many speakers we are talking. I mean, we have 50 minutes, and it shouldn't be just about this. We
We have
want
15 minutes for full members meeting
yeah, 50 minutes. So
in
that
total.
in total.
Oh.
Yes. So it's not an extensive something. I mean, what you can do as being on site is what we did in London was a informal pub visit. I don't know if Kansas City has pubs, but some other things where you can have a beer or something, and just to come together as members and talk to each other. But that is something that can just happen on site. For this 50 minutes, we can only, if we ask those service providing institutions for a 5 minute flashlight thing, really, or 3 minutes, really a very condensed view, and then guiding a discussion about from the members, what they are thinking about it would be a great idea.
I just have to realize
We have 50
how
minutes.
many time we have and what to do with it.
Well, that's because we changed the slot.
Yeah, it
Ah,
was
okay.
80 minutes, and that was the price we paid. But it would have been just 30 minutes longer. So for an extensive demo from all vendors, it's too short. Then we would have needed half a day. Maybe that's an option for next time.
Yeah, so maybe I think what your idea was to kind of look it back into some of those things that people were saying in the past meeting, and maybe we look at what people were saying in the small groups we had in the last members meeting and see if there are other themes beyond what do you expect from a member, because I can see everybody saying the same thing. And I'm not sure, like they may be all saying, oh, we want engagement and ownership and, and all those good things that people say when they don't want to say other things. So how about it's good, like we have already some beginning here, and then we kind of dig a little bit more into details for next time, and then next time we come up with something. Because I think, like, from my end, the members meeting needs to count. Like, every time that we have like something needs to happen. Otherwise we almost kind of defeat ourselves, because that's the whole idea. You pay the membership fees, you have some extra something that you get, out of those things. So, like, what is it that, people are going to be going and having a little bit of an experience, and can, like, say, okay, I'm like, next year I'm gonna be driven to do, like, more, so, like, let's put more a little more time into that, because I think it's like a great beginning here, if that
And
sense to you.
the question, I totally agree with everything you said, Boaz. The question here, what I'm wanting to come back to is the notion that this is a meeting between members and community council. Do we really want to continue to put it like this? It's the first question. And the second question, do we want to ask the community council about their agenda input as well? We did that last time. I mean, the community council is fresh. Maybe they have an idea about the members meeting. Then I would reach out to the new chairs when we have them and ask for a slot for, I mean, yeah, in one of the next meetings.
Good idea.
And I really would like to change the entry in the agenda. Or do you want to have it like that?
No. That doesn't make any sense. Like, what?
Yeah, to me.
It's not a meeting of the community council, it's a meeting
No.
of members. So it shouldn't be like presented this way. It's a
Yeah.
members' meeting.
Boaz, do you feel you can change the text and then we are handing it over to Jesse?
Okay.
That would be great. Good. So we all go ahead with some kind of homework, and maybe Susanna can and write this down so the ones who are not here today maybe can chime in, that we all put a little bit more thinking in what we want from the members meeting, starting with the service providers. What can we press into 50 minutes in a sensible way? Reaching out to the agenda, to this community council, maybe for next time. Kirstin will do that. And Boaz will change the description of the meeting.
Maybe we can note Boaz's input for having maybe something about
Yeah.
inspiration, motivation
Yeah.
for us
Please,
all.
please add that as well. That was
Yeah.
great.
Do we have a keynote? Do you know if there is a keynote coming to the?
I think I saw one, but I'm not quite sure.
Ah.
Okay. Like another way that sometimes that is being done is to thread the keynote talk into other discussions. So like if there was a particular theme that keynote is going to be talking about, like we can pick up that stuff and bring into the members meeting and say, let's now spend an hour talking about how we whatever, kind
There
of.
is a keynote. Cindy Hall is the keynote speaker.
Okay.
And there's absolutely nothing in.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I remember.
Is someone knowing her? Christine, maybe?
No, I'm just thinking. I mean, I still kind of like the idea of maybe going with a panel
Yeah.
and maybe. Like if to keep it like within the framework and also sort of keep in mind that we want this to be an invigorating experience, and we can follow up with, the drinks afterwards or but I maybe we want this could we could take it to the CC. Maybe somebody from the community council should be sharing what they are seeing out of membership as a community council member. We have a hosting provider share what they would like to get out of members. We could have an institution who is a member share about why they are a member and what they want to see out of the Folio membership too. And maybe like some three different perspectives with, we could seed it with some pre determined questions and then open it up a little more to the floor. Like I think for 50
I
minutes,
love it, yeah.
three people on a panel with some different perspectives might be sufficient. And I still am thinking like we wouldn't be able to do maybe as big as I was first thinking, but it could be something that could lead to some idea generation and lead to some of that like energy going forward.
I like this idea as well.
We'll get there.
There are so many good ideas this time. Maybe we need another slot.
For
We'll
every
get
minute,
there.
one good idea.
Yes. Yeah.
Cindy Hall is the president of American Library Association.
Yes.
Ah.
Okay.
From
And
Kansas
she's
City
from,
Public Library. Okay.
yes. I have a Wikipedia entry open.
Helpful.
Okay. Susanne, do you have this idea of the panel? Doing a panel?
Oh, wait a second.
Maybe someone can help filling in the idea. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
Suzanne,
Since it
we
was kind
have.
of mine, or Suzanne, since it was kind of my thoughts, so you don't have to do it. Yeah, Christine maybe can fill it in as well.
I think we
Okay,
all
so
agreed on the panel as a good way to go, and like let's get to, well, good ideas. Let's get to the second topic because we got 4 minutes and I'm like a little concerned that we're not talking about it because
That was exactly why I tried to break into our thoughts.
okay.
We have always a very short meeting, but hopefully with full of substance. So, what about
Ownership. I could do the ownership if nobody else want to do it.
of this topic?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, Peter Murray said we should have ownership for the
Achso.
member zone. That is what I meant.
Okay. Good.
Sorry.
Okay.
Just hopping in because of the time.
So, first, I would like to ask Boaz, did you reach out to Peter Murray?
I did, and he said that it's going to take his time, which he doesn't have right now. But in principle, he's ready to do it for us. And he will, once he gets more time, which is kind of a little open-ended, but then he will do it. And like the main issue is to identify all the emails and who is a member in all the emails that he has, so he can give those people access. Because some.
That I can do because as a folio secretary, it's my job.
Well, go for it.
That is definitely that I see as my job.
Okay.
Definitely
But
not.
you're talking about many, many people here, right? This
No.
is not.
It is definitely doable.
Okay.
And we can use the members' email list and then they can get back to Peter Murray. To forward the email in their own institutions so he can add them. That's doable.
Are you sure? Because I don't think we're not talking just about the member representatives here.
I know, I
So.
know, I know, but I would start with I see what you mean. But let me think about that. How I
Okay.
figure that out because we already have that email list with the most recognized representatives from the members list,
Yes.
and we can start there.
All right. But that's the hiccup. If we get that done and we're ready to go, and now we have Paul as the owner, that's even easier. So then we probably is easy setup. So and then we can let Peter know that we're ready.
Yeah. What we need, I think, is, I mean, if this Confluence page is designed like ours, we need an extra group members, and then we need Paul to be enabled to add members to that list, and that this is not on the shoulders of Peter Murray.
Now, that's not actually the topic that I thought we need to be talking about, but it's good that we cover
Yeah, that's more
it.
formal, but needs to
What is
be.
the topic you need to address?
Didn't we weren't we supposed to talk a little bit of the EBSCO representation? And like I think Kristen, so we volunteered to take that on in this group, and I
I
don't think we have time to do it this.
exactly as I have a follow-up meeting, I would ask you, Boaz, to put this in next week's agenda, please. And then we have it on the agenda, and then as an extra point.
And moderate
It's
directly
gonna
through
be
it.
good, like as I was thinking about, maybe we can write down a little bit some of our ideas in on a in a Google Doc. And because that can be quite a rich discussion, that may be also something that we are talking about in that members meeting, because like going with the panel. And having like all those stakeholders talk a little bit about what they are expecting. So that may also relate to the representation of stakeholders in the. So yeah, we can do it next week. That's a good idea.
Okay, so we are, that's the next homework, Boaz, is putting this in next week's agenda.
I will start a Google Doc with like
Yeah.
it where
And
we can.
Susanne, can you maybe, when you're ready with the notes, copy the agenda and do the empty one for next week? Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
All
So,
Maybe Boaz can add something. What he said, I didn't catch everything.
okay.
I really need to run to the next meeting. I'm sorry,
Me too.
but it
Yeah,
was
me
constructive
too.
and we already covered a lot for 30 minutes.
Thanks
Thank
for your
you
time.
all a lot.
See you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.